Chapter 37, Darren as a Giant Angel. Darren as a giant angel, looming large, strange, surreal, in a white suit with huge white gilded angel wings. He's presiding over a mass exodus. Behind Darren is an enormous crowd of adoring supporters in black suits in a rally, carrying placards with red flag stripes and white stars on blue, and the words, "We love you," handwritten in many styles with magic marker. The rally follows Darren. All hold their placards high. Darren, the giant angel, tells his fans, "I just had a vision from God. He said I'll probably be called the Messiah, but he said I'd have to agree to a crown of thorns and a crucifixion, so I took a pass."
"Thanks anyway."
"I'm the Messiah. Nobody's better than me. I'm the Messiah.
I'm the Messiah.
As you can now see,
no one's bigger or better than me.
Those black suits are well paid to me.
Those black suits are well paid to be my friends.
So watch what you do.
Watch you do, because they're watching
you. You must do what we suggest, or you can face a house arrest.
We can stage a terrorist attack.
We can stage terrorist attack.
We got money. That's our voice.
We've got money.
You got nothing and no choice.
We'll never let you rise.
Never let you rise. We will strike back.
We will strike back.
You shot our angel. We are not pleased. We can seize your assets. Plus,
we've got some dirt on you. We've got nothing on you. No choice. So many billions. We don't need civilians.
You shot our angel.
Because you shot our angel, we're not pleased. We're forced.
If you want us to do as we advise,
we will strike back.
As you will soon see.
We'll never let you rise.
We'll never let you rise. We will strike back.
We will strike back. As you will soon see.
Billions.
Billions.
So many billions. You got nothing and no choice. We're worth so many billions.
You've got nothing.
That we don't need civilians. You know how we're gonna eat them. We'll force you. We'll force you now to listen.
That was betrayal.
It would be wise to do as we advise.
We'll never let you rise.
Never let you rise. We will strike back. We've got armed forces.
We will strike back.
As you will soon see.
As you will soon see.
Darren flaps his wings, making a great clackety motorized brrrr as he yells, "Greatness or gridlock, vision or vengeance," then he commands, "Send in our troops." Behind Darren are the three lobbyists, followed by many others like them, all wearing black suits and white shirts and repeating again and again, "You shot our angel, you shot our angel, you shot our angel." There's a crowd of lobbyists yelling with diverse voices, "You shot our angel. He cut us special deals, gave us tax breaks, dropped regs, made us rich. He sent the troops to fight for our money. We love him." An explosion interrupts. People in the adoring crowd of lobbyists drop their heads and let their placards drag on the ground as the parade disperses in all directions in chaos. The black-suited lobbyists disperse, turning into a blur. The black chorus walks forward out of that blur. From left field, the chorus of the 99% arrives, led by John, singing. Their voices are so powerful that this chorus of singers overwhelms the lobbyists with the beauty of their music. More and more join. Their numbers swell. Their voices rise in a crescendo. People in the black-suited crowd shift groups to join them.